oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Here we are. Glad you're along. It's a very busy day, as often is the case with Mondays. The injection rollout is apparently underway and picking up speed. I don't have any direct information yet. We haven't been able to find any about what kind of numbers are showing up, but we will be checking in the next day or two by calling places like Walgreens and Rite Aid just to see what's going on there. I don't know that there are communities set up yet to give these shots away free. We'll see how it plays. There is a discussion, of course, is this new injection a booster? And the answer is officially no. They don't want it called or referred to as a booster. They're trying to tell us, and we'll have some video to back this up in just a few minutes, that it's an entirely new vaccine. And what you're going to hear will horrify many of you. But first, are you there, partner?
I'm here, Jeff.
All right.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Here's the deal. They want us to think of this as an entirely new vaccine, when in reality it's probably a tweaked version of the last booster. But that's saying a lot, because you can tweak something. How many different ways could they tweak it, pray tell?
That's a good question. Well, I've heard there's a possible 20,000 different variants, depending on what you change in the sequence of peptides that are within the spike.
Yeah. And they can take this any direction they want. They can ram up our throats or down our throats, endless lies, which they always do. You're going to hear several in just a few minutes. They'll get people scared. They're trying. It's not working. But now they're telling people, and this really should, if there's anything that's going to ignite a rage among the citizenry, it's the idea that they're going to tell you that we really think you did a good job staying fully vaxxed, but none of those shots A, work anymore, or B, mean anything any longer. That's what they're telling people. You got 6 shots. You lost your aunt, your uncle, your son, your brother, your cousin. They're all dead or damaged beyond repair. But those shots mean nothing anymore. They've outlived their shelf life and couldn't protect you even if they still were good. We know that. So anyhow, this is all ugly stuff. They're saying you've got to start over and get the new vax because it really is the only one that will effectively cover the new strains, the new variants. What lies. Incredible lies. But before I even pursue that, how are we to know what's in those vials? We're not going to know until and unless somebody with ethics and scientific skills can get some of these vials and try to break them down. That's what it's going to take. So right now, it's all guessing, all of it.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice. And given that we know these previous ones shed, we can presume this one does as well. The only question is, what is it shedding?
Right. Now, Dr. Meryl Nass said, and this is, I guess, a couple months ago, that this new shot, that she was of the opinion, will have double the spike protein production. That's what she said. Now, if that's
true... Does that pertain... I don't know. Is that an old quote of hers? Or
it's old.
Because
it's
she
old.
Did say that about the booster, last year's booster.
Well, I don't think this was a year and a half old. I think it was relatively recent. At any rate, if you were behind this whole bioweapon genocide, wouldn't you, in your efforts to go after the vax refusers, wouldn't you increase the number of spike in every injected person's body so that their shedding, transmitting, would be far more pathogenic? Of course you would. That'd be one of the first things you'd do. So they're telling you now, forget being fully vaxxed. You're not vaxxed at all because the shots no longer apply because of the new variants. You're SOL, folks. That's what they're telling people already. This is just repulsive beyond measure. So you got to start all over again. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the official narrative from, you know, it doesn't seem to matter which part of the country you're in, which state you're in. The script is the same.
Well, when you control the media and you control everything, it's not hard to do. And they do. Now, we have a new CDC director, for those of you who may have missed it. It's our second Jewish tart in a row. Miss Mandy Cohen. Why? They look like they came out of a cookie cutter.
Yeah.
I'd say the same thing if they were two Irish tarts in a row. Doesn't matter to me. But the CDC is looking for a little bit of eye candy and somebody who can at least read a script, and that's what they got. And it's all being run by the same tribe. Make no mistake about that. And this is not to discriminate against anyone. It's just a matter of fact. Here's Mandy Cohen telling us about the CDC's current position on getting the new injection.
While we would all love to leave COVID-19 behind, the virus is still here and making some people very sick, especially older adults. The new updated COVID-19 vaccine is the most effective way to give your body the ability to keep the COVID virus from causing you harm. That's why CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get one dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the fall and winter season. This recommendation was based on
What did she just say? Get one dose. She didn't say anything about spring or after the holidays when they'll come out and say, you need another dose. That's what they're going to do. That's cute.
Yeah, we're still alive, right?
If we are.
In clinical trials. As a doctor, a mom, a wife, a daughter, and head of the CDC, I would not recommend anything to others that I wouldn't recommend for my own family.
Oh, I believe her. Oh, I believe her so thoroughly. Oh, she's got me convinced. This is all unbelievable.
That's why my 9 and 11-year-old daughters, my husband, my parents, and I will all be rolling up our sleeves to get our updated COVID-19 vaccine. I encourage you to get your own updated COVID vaccine and make sure everyone in your family who's 6 months and older does so as well. Don't forget, it's also a good time to get your flu shot if you haven't already.
Don't forget that.
Check vaccines.gov to find a location near you and get your vaccine. And if you have any questions about the vaccine, please talk to your doctor.
Yeah, don't forget that flu injection either, huh? They wouldn't put anything in that.
No.
If anybody trusts this government at this point, they're not paying attention. Or they have some psycho-emotional block. I don't know what. It's just incredible. These people are not going to take the bioweapon. We know that. We've seen it. They get saline if they're doing a public demonstration.
A little, that's right.
A little carnival act. Whatever. I mean, that's just awful. Awful. So there you go.
No, these are bald-faced lies at this point.
I'm really just, they keep doing it. You know why? Because the public is out of the game now, most of it. They no longer care. Some of them know that there's a lie out there. Some of them know that it's damaging. But the majority, they're not engaged. They just can't take it. They can't take it on. They don't want to hear it. All right, here's...
Well, and just...
Go ahead.
Just for the record, this latest shot, she's telling you it's safe and effective. There's extensive data in clinical trials.
And, oh, talk
well,
about
the...
Yes, the trials. Yes.
The Pfizer shot was approved based on 10 mice, a study involving 10 mice.
10 mice.
It has no efficacy data whatsoever and was not tested on humans at all. And Moderna's had a two-week trial with 50 people with one adverse event requiring medical attention. We don't have any details on what that medical event was.
No.
And then she goes on to say, let's see, White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha have claimed that the new vaccine reduces hospitalizations.
And how does Dr. Rashish know this? Has he seen 10 million people injected and done the statistical research?
Reduces hospitalizations, long COVID, and the likelihood you will spread COVID. However, none of these claims have any scientific proof or data. These parameters were not even tested.
Oh, good.
But I presume because of these Smith... was it the Smith-Month Act? They are allowed to use the media to perpetuate lies if they deem that it's in the public interest.
In the public interest. Also, we need to remind people who may be new to the program that I've forgotten the decision. It was an FDA ruling, was it not, or CDC or both, where the vax companies, Big Pharma, Pfizer, Moderna, whoever's involved, are now allowed to bring things to market without proper testing and evaluation. No trials needed. They can simply pronounce their product viable and efficacious and take it to market.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Now, one of the most awful things I've seen was a video of New York's governor, Governor Hochul. And Governor Hochul is going to present you now with 3 minutes worth of, you listen. And after we play it once, we're going to play it again and kind of take it apart for fun. This is the quintessential version of the government lie. Here it is.
This news is coming at a perfect time. My team and I just got off a call with the FDA confirming that the COVID vaccine is way to New York. Some doses shipped last night. We expect many more later this week. The updated vaccine guards against the newer COVID strains because it was built off the Omicron XXB1.5 variant. That's what we're calling it now. It matches the new variants that are now dominant. So it's really a customized vaccine. It's offered by Pfizer and Moderna. In this case, they literally recommended that everyone 6 months and older should get a shot. You only need one, no more double doses. And again, they'll be starting here in New York on Friday. Doctor's office, pharmacies, healthcare providers. You can make an appointment online. That's still available. It just takes a couple minutes. And what I want to talk about is what's different about this vaccine and why should people get it? A couple of points. First of all, it is literally a new vaccine. It is not a booster shot. It is not an enhancer. It is a new vaccine designed to attack the new variants. A booster is a vaccine you get the same one over and over and over just to build up your resiliency. This is a new vaccine built specifically to match these circulating strains. So it doesn't matter if you've already been vaccinated. Take no comfort in that. Thank you for getting vaccinated in the past, but that is not protecting you today. You need to know that. You don't have the immunity built up over time. So as the virus evolves, this is where our scientists and researchers and companies have to get ahead of it. The virus evolves, so must our response. So here's the simple message, New Yorkers. Get the vaccine. That is the best way by far to protect yourself and those around you. And we're smart. We're resilient. We protect each other. We've done this since March of 2020. No reason to stop now. 6 months is the age. Sounds young, but children get shots from birth. They can do it. I encourage everyone, don't let your baby be one that is in a cold, dark, scary place, unknown to them, scary for your child. Think about them and get them vaccinated. So they can't protect themselves. They have no choice. They're counting on their parents to do the right thing. If you have underlying conditions, you really, truly have to do this because you are also in a point of vulnerability. So people don't realize this, but 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition, regardless of your age. 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition that puts you at greater risk of contracting a serious case. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
If that didn't make your skin crawl, you're no longer above room temperature, or you're not paying attention. That was absolutely staggering. Especially the cold, dark place.
What does that mean?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is she referring to? A cold, dark place, unknown to them.
Yeah. Well.
Does that mean they're going to confiscate children who aren't vaxxed?
It sounds like it means a casket to me.
Oh, that too.
All right. Let's go back. We're going to go through this now. This is just a little help, we hope, for some of you to understand when these government ghouls start spewing this stuff. Don't let it just go by you. Listening twice is a very good thing to do. All right, here.
Perfect time. My team and I just got off a call with the FDA confirming that the COVID vaccine is on its way to New York. Some doses shipped last night. We expect many more later this week. The updated vaccine guards against the newer COVID strains because it was built off the Omicron XXB 1.5 variant. That's
all right. It's not XXB. It's XBB, is it not?
It is, yes.
So she got that wrong.
Yeah.
And it does not cover the three newest variants. Fornax, Eris, and what's the third one?
Parola.
I always want to say Paroli, but Parola. It does not cover those. It's back in the XBB subvariants, and she didn't even get that right. All right.
B1.5 variant, that's what we're calling it now. It matches the new variants that are now dominant. So it's
Lie.
Yep.
Customized vaccine. It's offered by Pfizer and Moderna. In this case, they literally recommended that everyone 6 months and older should get a shot. You only need one, no more double doses.
Wait until after the holidays. You're going to need a double dose. We're going to have to come back or with a booster. You're going to need a booster. They're not going to stop here. They didn't before. Remember what they said? What did they say? We need what, 90 days or 60 days to turn it around with these shots? Crap. The lies about this genocide are absolutely monumental and endless. Endless. So here she's promising us no double dose needed. Uh-huh.
One, no more double doses. And again, they'll be starting here in New York on Friday. Doctor's office, pharmacies, healthcare providers. You can make an appointment online. That's still available. It just takes a couple minutes. And what I want to talk about is what's different about this vaccine and why should people get it? A couple of points. First of all, it is literally a new vaccine. It is not a booster shot. It is not an enhancer. It is a new vaccine designed to attack the new variants.
Not true. It's another lie. And it's new. Of course it's new, because they've tweaked what they were already working on. And as you heard Erica say, there could be 10 or 20,000 different tweaks that they could do. All kinds of things. I don't know how many just with regard to the spike, but a lot. So here it goes.
A booster is a vaccine you get the same one over and over and over just to build up your resiliency. This is a new vaccine built specifically to match these circulating strains. So it doesn't matter if you've already been vaccinated. Take no comfort in that. Thank you for getting vaccinated in the past, but...
Sucker. Thanks for getting vaccinated in the past. Sucker. Thanks for getting the 6 shots. Sucker. Sorry about your mom and your cousin and your 2 children who died. Really sorry about that, but we're confident that get your 6-month-old shot up with this stuff. He or she will be just fine. This is beyond heartless. Telling people who have gone through hell. Remember, there are over 2 billion on the planet now who have been vax-injured for life. They're injured, and they're getting worse. Nobody's recovering from this stuff and getting back to the way they were. 2 billion plus, and they're admitting to 20 or 30 million dead. That's off by a factor of 10 in my book.
I agree.
Anything you want to add here?
No, it's catastrophic what's happened.
All right, back to Governor Hochul.
That is not protecting you today. You need to...
So all those 6 shots you got are not doing anything for you today. Nothing. And up until last week, they were still giving boosters to supposedly enhance those 6 original shots and the boosters you've had before. Lies. Lies, lies, lies.
You don't have the immunity built up over time. So as the virus evolves, this is where our scientists and researchers and companies have to get ahead of it. The virus evolves, so must our response. So here's the simple message, New Yorkers. Get the vaccine. That is the best way by far to protect yourself and those around you. And we're smart. We're resilient. We protect each other. We've done this since March of 2020. No reason to stop now. 6 months is the age. Sounds young, but children get shots from birth.
Oh, yeah. Shoot them up. Come on. Just get rid of them. Let's just infanticide. Let's get rid of them all. 6 months old. For those of you who are parents out there, can you honestly imagine putting any of this crap into your child's body? We've lost, what was it, 120,000 infants and toddlers were killed by these injections in the first, I think, year it was out. That just story just came out the other day.
Wow.
120,000 admitted dead infants and children. And that doesn't count how many pregnant moms who took the shot and lost their babies. 75% is a figure I've seen several times of pregnant mothers who took the shot and lost their child. That's murder also.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable what's happening. Absolutely unbelievable.
You can do it. I encourage everyone, don't let your baby be one that is in a cold, dark, scary place, unknown to them.
No. When they put them in the coffin, it's awfully cold, dark, and scary, and they're gone. This is ghoulish. what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote this is...
If your child, think about them and get them vaccinated. So they can't protect themselves. They have no choice. They're counting on their parents to do the right thing. If you have underlying conditions, you really, truly have to do this because you are also in a point of vulnerability. So people don't realize this, but 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition, regardless of your age. 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition that puts you at greater risk of contracting a serious case. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
Okay. This was posted by, I think, a woman named Amanda on apparently TikTok. And I just want to give her a little bit of an airtime piece here to let her comment on this because she put this together, I believe. So here, Amanda.
So the takeaway is it doesn't matter what you did in the past, vaccine or not, everyone needs to do it. It does not matter. This is not a booster. It's a completely new vaccine, completely different from Pfizer and Moderna. They want 6-month-old and older to get it. Like, they don't care. Babies can do it. Get vaccinated because you don't want your kid in a dark, cold, scary place. What is she talking about? And I didn't include it in this clip because there's just too much to include. But she also piggybacked this very presser with some gun law that she won the appeal, and the answer came through last night. So you guys can search up that. I don't feel like dealing with that. And just to compare real quick, the gun law was first denied. She appealed it and won it. This quarantine camp situation was denied. She appealed it. We're in limbo. Guys, we are in trouble. I am not even kidding. Like, holy shit.
Okay. So thanks to Amanda for putting that little clip together. I don't know where to even begin to try to inform people who are out of the loop. It's such a big jump for them at this point in time. Think about how much all of us, all of you, all of us have learned in the last 2.5-3 years since this horror was rolled out. And to try to bring someone along who's been in denial, who's been in complete rejection of the truth and the facts, and they are available to a large degree, it's almost an impossible task. So it's very difficult. They're so far behind now. And even many of the people who we consider relatively up to speed still have subscribed to the wrong alt-news icon for their truth. They bought into lies. They bought into self-assembling hydrogels and quantum dots and on and on and on. And all these nanotechnology, these reassembling, self-assembling nanotech devices, these evil weapons that people are looking at through a light microscope or a dark field microscope, which cannot even begin to approach nanotech resolutions. So you're in the alt news world, and well, tell them what we think about the alt news world. It's a tough one.
Well, it's owned and controlled by the same entities that are controlling the mainstream narrative. It's just a different narrative. Doesn't mean it's any closer to the truth.
It's like painting your car a different color.
That's right.
What it is.
I mean, the truth is out there. You have to, unfortunately, spend some time and do your own research, question everything, and then you'll get a sense of who's telling the truth. It's difficult because it is, you know, there's a lot of scientific information, terminology being bandied about, and if you don't have a background in science, that makes it considerably more difficult. But there are trustworthy sources, and nobody's 100% right, I think, about anything, really. They're you know, making their best guess because, well, the truth is hidden, really. But I would absolutely say most of the narratives being pushed around on the major alt news platforms are a waste of time. If you're really interested in the truth, waste of time.
And as I think most of you know, we scientifically understand very well what MMS and CDS are and the negative impact they have on the body. We understand that. We presented that material over and over. The MMS Express is not slowing down. More and more people are claiming its wonderful powers of universal efficacy in terms of curing virtually anything. And they couldn't be more wrong. Just couldn't.
That is a very crude way of approaching a health problem. It's an oxidative therapy. It can be a very potent oxidative therapy. And what you have to remember is this bioweapon illness is characterized by severe oxidative stress. It can rapidly deplete your own body's or your body's own antioxidant defenses, the glutathione, the catalase, superoxide dismutase. It can deplete those. And when you add an oxidative therapy such as MMS, CDS, ozone, hydrogen peroxide, that's another one that's being promoted now.
Yes.
You run the risk of making things considerably worse. And you know, the wrongful death lawsuit that Carrie Madej is now embroiled in is an example of the damage that can occur when these oxidative therapies are used in the wrong hands for the wrong situation.
Right. Okay, we shouldn't say any more than that right now, but that's clear. I've had the material up there. You can find all of these stories on the right-hand side of the homepage at rents.com. Look for them. They're there. Look for Jeff and Erica. That's an invaluable treasury of information. It's all there for you. All right. Now, geopolitically speaking, many of you have heard of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. There has been a very strenuous campaign for many decades by the international Bolshevik Zionists to declare it a fraud, a hoax, and all that. It's not a fraud and a hoax. And even if it were, the irony of it is it spells out exactly, precisely, the game plan as to how the international controlling elite has done it. So it's an invaluable document. Now, here's another one. I didn't know much about this. It's allegedly from the Rockefeller family, and it has to do with something called a covenant, the Rockefeller Secret Covenant Plan, okay? And it's kind of a real expose like the protocols are. So I'm going to play this. Eric and I talked about this earlier. We looked at it, and we think it's important to give you an idea of how, in all likelihood, these people think, how they operate, the games they play, the incredible control they manipulate and wield over the masses. So here we go.
You guys, I want to share with you the secret covenant that you might or might not have heard about. The secret covenant was created by none other than the Rockefellers, and maybe even someone even higher than them, let's be honest. But this is their secret covenant and their clause of things that they wanted to follow. And when, if you're a conspiracy theorist or a critical thinker and you're aware of what's been going on in the world, you're going to know exactly how suitable this is. This is written word for word, and I want to read it to you. Okay, so bear with me. The secret covenant, an illusion it will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We'll create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always, and we will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what's happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives, and food and water also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their mind. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths, and they will destroy their minds and reproductive system. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear.
We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in the film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them that it's for their help. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what the children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will go depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they many never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. We will establish the governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective but carry...
We will use fear as a weapon, and we will own both sides. Mainstream media news and alt news. Fear everywhere.
Plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be always pure, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will grow them kindly and gently, letting them think that they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits it best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. They shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them. They were all one. That they were all one. This they must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think that they are not equal. Drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we will accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of the passage through higher realms. Members of these groups will think that they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach their higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late. Oh yes, so grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know that they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never ever find out what we have done, for if they do, We shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This is a secret covenant. This is why it's so important to learn about this, because when you learn about this, you create a life outside of the system. When you're aware of it, you can no longer be controlled. When you know what they want to do, you no longer fall into the traps from health, money, empowerment, purpose, higher vibrations, the music that you're listening to, the food that you're eating, the things that you're consumed with, the video games, the porn. All of this is all a distraction to keep you easily controlled. And
okay, there you go. Now, agree or disagree, I think we all have to come to some kind of a consensus, but the techniques spelled out in that covenant, however old it may be, were all correct. That's what they do. It's exactly how they're running the game. So I just wanted you to hear that, and do read the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion as well for another view of the great game. It's how it's played, and it's all a game, a deadly game, but a game nonetheless.
Yeah, that's uncanny when you hear it spelled out like that.
It's all there. Every single bit of it was correct, what they're doing. Okay, we have a lot on the table here. We're trying to get through it here. Dr. Jancy is back. You want to set this up?
Yeah, evidently there was a hearing in South Carolina, a Senate hearing, state Senate hearing, for the Department of Health and Environmental Control, DHEC. And from what I can tell, there was a series of six doctors, scientists, who gave their testimony to the Senate on the topic of these vaccines, what's being called vaccines. And so we had Dr. Jancy Lindsay, who we played a clip from her about a week or so ago. She is a toxicologist and, I believe, microbiologist from Texas, who has her own consulting company, and she's been very outspoken for the past couple of years on these things. And also a Dr. Philip Buchholz, who is a professor at the University of South Carolina Department of College of Pharmacy, who is a cancer geneticist and also a microbiologist, who is also speaking about the concerns of finding this DNA as a presumed contaminant in the vials of Moderna and Pfizer. And they both give very compelling testimonies laying it out that...
Who do you want to play first?
Go ahead and play Philip Buchholz first. He's very factual. He tends to, I guess, give some leeway to the possibility that these may, in fact, be contaminants and representative of a severe incompetence on the part of the manufacturers. Dr. Jancy Lindsay is less forgiving. But the facts that the way they're presented are quite compelling, and you can hardly argue with them in so far as making a motion to have these things pulled from the market.
Mm-hmm. Almost 4 million views in just one day. So this is getting some run. What's our time stamp?
3 minutes.
Okay.
On the Philip Buchholz one?
Yeah, Buchholz, yeah. Okay, here we go.
But I'm also, my philosophical bent here is, I'm sure many of you have heard of Occam's razor, right? Choose the simplest of explanations. Well, there's another one called Hanlon's razor, which is never attribute malice to that which can be better explained by incompetence. And so I'm trying to be gracious here in circumstances. There could be malice underneath, but I'm trying to see just incompetence to be gracious. So the Pfizer vaccine is contaminated with plasmid DNA. It's not just mRNA. It's got bits of DNA in it. This DNA is the DNA vector that was used as the template for the in vitro transcription reaction when they made the mRNA. I know this is true because I sequenced it in my own lab. The vials of Pfizer vaccine that were given out here in Columbia, one of my colleagues was in charge of that vaccination program in the College of Pharmacy, and for reasons that I still don't understand, he kept every single vial. So he had a whole freezer full of the empty vials. Well, the empty vials have a little tiny bit in the bottom of them. He gave them all to me, and I looked at them. We had two batches that were given out here in Colombia, and I checked these two batches, and I checked them by sequencing. And I sequenced all the DNA that was in the vaccine, and I can see what's in there. And it's surprising that there's any DNA in there, and you can kind of work out what it is and how it got there, and I'm kind of alarmed about the possible consequences of this, both in terms of human health and biology, but you should be alarmed about the regulatory process that allowed it to get there. So this DNA, in my view, it could be causing some of the rare but serious side effects like death from cardiac arrest. There's a lot of cases now of people having suspicious death after vaccine. It's hard to prove what caused it. It's just, you know, temporally associated. And this DNA is a plausible mechanism. Okay. This DNA can and likely will integrate into the genomic DNA of cells that got transfected with the vaccine mix. This is just the way it works. We do this in the lab all the time. We take pieces of DNA, we mix them up with a lipid complex like the Pfizer vaccine is in. We pour it onto cells, and a lot of it gets into the cells, and a lot of it gets into the DNA of those cells, and it becomes a permanent fixture of the cell. It's not just a temporary thing. It is in that cell and all of its progeny from now on forevermore. Amen.
From now on forevermore. Amen. It doesn't go away. These are permanent, life-changing genetic weapons that go into the body and create issues that will ultimately kill many of the people who take these injections. It may even be worse than that. You want to play it further? Or is that enough?
I'll play another minute or so and then move on to Jancy.
Got it. Here we go.
So that's why I'm kind of alarmed about this DNA being in the vaccine. It's different from RNA because it can be permanent. This is a real hazard for genome modification of long-lived somatic cells, like stem cells. And it could cause, theoretically, this is all a theoretical concern, but it's pretty reasonable based on solid molecular biology, that it could cause a sustained autoimmune attack toward that tissue. It's also a very real theoretical risk of future cancer in some people. Depending on where in the genome this foreign piece of DNA lands, it can interrupt a tumor suppressor or activate an oncogene. I think it'll be rare, but I think the risk is not zero, and it may be high enough that we are to figure out if this is happening or not.
I think he's being very conservative there with that statement. I think turbo cancer is coming from something, and that may be part of the explanation.
And again, the autoimmunity thing is not my wheelhouse. I'm not an immunologist, but the cancer risk is. That's my bag. I know this is a thing, and it is a possibility.
Okay. I think we got it.
Yeah, good.
All right. Dr. Jancy is up next. Now, she's going to play a little different tune and a little more aggressive melody. So here we go.
You're nefarious. You felt like this was more nefarious than Dr. Burkholder. In what sense are you saying that?
The SV40 sequences, they should not be there. They don't need to be there to grow this in bacteria. I don't think it's an accident. They could have chosen another plasmid that did not have the SV40 sequences. If these sequences sit above an oncogene and they're promiscuous, that means they are likely to integrate in places more likely than other genetic inserts. Thank you so much. Then they can cause cancer. Insertional mutagenesis anyway causes cancer. And that's the risk. That's why gene therapies were not brought to market for so many years, because there was a risk of causing cancer from insertional mutagenesis. We never needed these vaccines. We had treatments that worked. One of our doctors here is going to tell you about that. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, I can tell you as a toxicologist, they are not toxic. They're some of the safest drugs you can use. There's no reason, once the FDA found out about this contamination, okay? And we looked to see endotoxin levels, but they've got them all redacted. Why would you redact them if you were trying to be transparent? Why would you hold the data for 75 years, all of the clinical data, for 75 years from these if you were trying to be transparent? Tell me why. There is something very unusual going on here that is being done differently than it's ever been done before. We don't give experimental products to pregnant women. We don't give experimental products to babies that have a death profile like this. It's not done. It's never been done before. Please protect your citizens.
There's nothing experimental about these shots. Please keep that in mind as well. This is not an experiment. This is a deployment of a weapon that was created by the Pentagon
experiment.
And the Department of Defense.
Yeah, pardon? The experiment is the cover story, the plausible deniability.
Always. That's what they've been doing. And it's really disgusting. So she ends up by saying, please protect your citizens. She makes a big point of that, and she's correct. If we don't do it, and you look to the government, you're done.
Well, I heard from Governor Hochul, though, that this latest vaccine is safe and effective.
Oh, let me write that down. Governor Hochul.
She said so.
She did.
They've been extensively tested and...
Listen to this program a couple of times if you need to, please, and pass it around. It's the lies are non-stop. They are endless, and they are definitely disastrous for many people who trust it. So don't be taken in.
Yeah.
Well, there's the hour gone already. Wow. That was a lot of information. Again, if you listen a second time, you're going to get much more out of it. Third time, even more, because it's very dense and it's not normal everyday parlance. It's different. This is science, but we try to bring it to you the best way we can. We've got more that we didn't get to. We'll get to it on Wednesday. So join us then. Anything you want to add?
No, that's. That should do it.
That Governor is it Hochul or Hochul?
Oh, I don't know.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
It's not my state.
She's hell on wheels. That's what she is.
That's obnoxious.
Awful stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Great job. Talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll be right back with Hour 3 for all of you as we continue right after this.